Nikola Tesla was born in July 1856. He migrated to the United States in 1884 and briefly worked with Thomas Edison before they parted ways. Nikola Tesla is responsible for much of the technology we have today. Without him, we would have never advanced as far as we have. Mr. Tesla also has many scientists confused and work on his theories still to this day. Nikola Tesla talks very much about human energy and how to increase it. In fact, according to Tesla, all default responses are energy-saving reactions. The mental aspect of our energy will determine how effectively we can use the physical capacity of energy. A commitment to learning new things every day is one of the best ways to keep your mental energies sharp. Pay close attention to everything that goes around you. Try to learn a lesson from everything you encounter throughout your daily life. Nikola Tesla is considered one of the most innovative and mysterious men who ever lived on Earth. He was a man way ahead of his time and is responsible for most of the technology we use today. Mr. Tesla, you have gained the glory of the man who got involved in the cosmic process. Who are you, Mr. Tesla?
It is a right question, Mr. Smith, and I will try to give you the right answer to it.
Some say you're from the country of Croatia, from the area called Lika, where together with the people are growing trees, rocks, and starry sky. They say that your home village is named after the mountain flowers, and that the house where you were born is next to the forest and the church.
Really, all are true. I'm proud of my Serbian origin and my Croatian homeland.
Futurists say that the 20th and 21st century was born in head of Nikola Tesla. They celebrate commercially magnetic field and sing hymns to induction's engine. Their creator was called the hunter who caught the light in his net from the depths of the earth, and the warrior who captured fire from heaven. Father of alternating current will make the physics and chemistry dominate half of the world. Industry will proclaim him as their supreme saint, a banker for the largest benefactors. In the laboratory of Nikola Tesla, for the first time is a broken atom. There is created a weapon that causes the earthquake vibrations. There are discovered black cosmic rays. Five races will pray to him in the temple of the future because they had taught a great secret that Empedocles elements can be watered with the life forces from the ethers.
Yes, these are some of my most important discoveries. I'm a defeated man. I've not accomplished the greatest thing I could.
What is it, Mr. Tesla?
I wanted to illuminate the whole Earth. There is enough electricity to become a second sun. Light would appear around the equator as a ring around Saturn. Mankind is not ready for the great and good. In Colorado Springs, I soak the earth by electricity. Also, we can water the other energies, such as positive mental energy. They are in the music of Bach or Mozart, or in the verses of great poets. In the earth's interior, there are energy of joy, peace, and love. Their expressions are a flower that grows from earth, the food we get out of her, and everything that makes man's homeland. I've spent years looking for the way that this energy could influence people. The beauty and the scent of roses can be used as a medicine, and the sun's rays as a lead. Life has an infinite number of forms, and the duty of scientists is to find them in every form of matter. Three things are essential in this. All that I do is search for them. I know I will not find them, but I will not give up on them.
What are these things?
One issue is food. What a stellar or terrestrial energy to feed the hungry on Earth, with what wine watered all thirsty so that they can cheer in their heart and understand that they are gods. Another thing is to destroy the power of evil and suffering in which man's life passes. They sometimes occur as an epidemic in the depths of space. In this century, the disease has spread from Earth in the universe. The third thing is there an excess light in the universe? I discovered a star that, by all astronomical and mathematical laws, could disappear, and that nothing seems to be modified. This star is in the galaxy. Its light can occur in such density that fits into a sphere smaller than an apple, and heavier than our solar system. Religions and philosophies teach that man can become the Christ, Buddha, and Zoroaster. What I'm trying to prove is wilder and almost unattainable. This is what to do in the universe so every being is born a Christ, Buddha, or Zoroaster. I know that gravity is prone to everything you need to fly, and my intention is not to make flying devices, aircraft, or missiles, but teach individual to regain consciousness on his own wings. Further, I'm trying to awake the energy contained in the air. There are main sources of energy. What is considered as empty space is just a manifestation of matter that is not awakened. No empty space on this planet, nor in the universe. In black holes, what astronomers talk about are the most powerful sources of energy in life.
On the window of your room in Hotel Waldorf Astoria, on the 33rd floor, every morning, the birds arrive.
A man must be sentimental towards the birds. This is because of their wings. Humans had them once, the real invisible.
You have not stopped flying since those distant days in Smijan.
I wanted to fly from the roof and I fell. Children's calculations could be wrong. Remember, the youth wings have everything in life.
Have you ever married? It is known that you have affection for love or for a woman. Photos from the youth show you were a handsome man.
Yes, I did not. There are two views. A lot of affection or not at all. The center serves to rejuvenate human race. Women, for certain people, nurtures and strengthens its vitality and spirit. Being single does the same to other people. I choose the second path.
Your admirers are complaining that you attack in relativity. The strange is your assertion that the matter has no energy. Everything is imbued with energy. Where it is?
First was energy, then matter.
Mr. Tesla, it's like when you said that you were born by your father, and not on you.
Exactly. What about the birth of the universe? Matter is created from the original and eternal energy that we know as light. It's shown, and there have been a peer, star, the planets, man, and everything on the earth and in the universe. Matter is an expression of infinite forms of light, because energy is older than it. There are four laws of creation. The first is that the source of all the baffling dark plot that the mind cannot conceive or mathematics measure, in that plot fit the whole universe. The second law is spreading a darkness, which is the true nature of light, from the inexplicable and it's transformed into the light. The third law is the necessity of the light to become a matter of light. The fourth law is no beginning and no end. Three previous laws always take place and the creation is eternal.
In the hostility to the theory of relativity, you go so far that you hold lectures against its creator at your birthday parties.
Remember, it is not curved space, but the human mind which cannot comprehend infinity and eternity. If relativity has been clearly understood by its creator, he would gain immortality. Even yet, physically, if he pleased, I am part of a light, and it is the music. The light fills my six senses. I see it, hear, feel, smell, touch, and think. Thinking of it means my sixth sense. Particles of light are written note. A bolt of lightning can be an entire sonata. A thousand balls of lightning is a concert. For this concert, I have created a ball lightning, which can be heard on the icy peaks of the Himalayas. But Pythagoras and mathematics, a scientist may not and must not infringe of these two. Numbers and equations are signs that mark the music of the spheres. If Einstein had heard these sounds, he would not create theories of relativity. These sounds are the messages to the mind that life has meaning, that the universe exists in perfect harmony, and its beauty is the cause and effect of creation. This music is the eternal cycle of stellar heavens. The smallest star has completed composition and also part of the celestial symphony. The man's heartbeats are part of the symphony on Earth. Newton learned that the supreme law of harmony exists in the universe. The curved space is chaos. Chaos is not music. Einstein is the messenger of the time of sound and fury.
Mr. Tesla, do you hear that music?
I hear it all the time. My spiritual ear is as big as the sky we see above us. My natural ear I increased by the radar. According to the theory of relativity, two parallel lines will meet in infinity. By that, Einstein's curve will straighten. Once created, the sound lasts forever. For a man, it can vanish, but continues to exist in the silence that is man's greatest power. No, I have nothing against Mr. Einstein. He is a kind person and has done many good things, some of which will become part of the music. I will write to him and try to explain that the ether exists, and that its particles are what keep the universe in harmony, and the life in eternity.
Tell me, please, under what conditions angel adopt on the earth?
I have 10 of them. Keep good records vigilant.
I will document all your words, dear Mr. Tesla.
The first requirement is a high awareness of its mission and work to be done. It must, if only dimly, exist in the early days. Let us not be falsely modest. Oak knows that it is oak tree, a bush beside him being a bush. When I was 12, I have been sure I will go to Niagara Falls. For most of my discoveries, I knew in my childhood that I will achieve them, although not entirely apparent. The second condition to adapt is determination. All that I might, I finished.
What is the third condition of adjustment, Mr. Tesla?
Guidance for all the vital and spiritual energies and labor. Therefore, purification of the many effects and needs that man has. I therefore have not lost anything, but just gained. So I enjoyed every day and night. Write down, Nikola Tesla was a happy man. The fourth requirement is to adjust the physical assembly with a work.
What do you mean, Mr. Tesla?
First, the maintenance of the assembly. A man's body is a perfect machine. I know my circuit and what's good for him. Food, what nearly all people eat, to me is harmful and dangerous. Sometimes I visualize the chefs in the world are all in conspiracy against me. Touch my hand.
It was cold.
Yes. Bloodstream can be controlled, and many processes in and around us. Why are you frightened, young man?
It's a story that Mark Twain wrote, A Mysterious Stranger, that wonderful book of Satan, inspired by you.
The word Lucifer is more charming. Mr. Twain likes to joke. As a child, I was healed once by reading his books. When we met here and told him about, he was so touched that he cried. We became friends and he often came to my lab. Once he requested to show him a machine that by vibration provokes a feeling of bliss. It was one of those inventions for entertainment, what I sometimes like to do. I warned Mr. Twain as not to remain under these vibrations. He did not listen and stayed longer. It ended by being like a rocket, holding pants, darted into a certain room. It was diabolically funny, but I kept the seriousness. But to adjust the physical circuit, in addition to food, dream is very important. From a long and exhausting work, which required superhuman effort, after 1 hour of sleep, I'd be fully recovered. I gain the ability to manage sleep, to fall asleep and wake up in the time which I have designated. If I do something what I do not understand, I force myself to think about it in my dream, and thus find a solution. The fifth condition of adjustment is memory. Perhaps in the most people, the brain is keeper of knowledge about the world, and the knowledge gained through the life. My brain is engaged in more important things than remembering. It is picking what is required at a given moment. This is all around us. It should only be consumed. Everything that we once saw, hear, read, and learn accompanies us in the form of light particles. To me, these particles are obedient and faithful. Goethe's Faust, my favorite book, I learned by heart in German as a student, and now it can all recite. I held my inventions for years in my head, and only then I realized them.
You often mentioned the power of visualization.
I might have to thank to visualization for all that I invented. The events of my life and my inventions are real in front of my eyes, visible as each occurrence or the item. In my youth, I was frightened of not knowing what it is, but later, I learned to use this power as an exceptional talent and gift. I nurtured it and jealously guarded. I also made corrections by visualization on most of my inventions and finished them that way. By visualization, I mentally solve complex mathematical equations. For that gift, I will receive rank High Lama in Tibet. My eyesight and hearing are perfect, and dare to say stronger than other people. I hear the thunder of 150 miles away, and I see colors in the sky that others cannot see. This enlargement of vision and hearing I had as a child. Later, I consciously developed.
In youth, you have several times been seriously ill. Is it a disease and a requirement to adapt?
Yes. It is often the result of a lack of exhaustion or vital force, but often the purification of mind and body from the toxins that have accumulated. It is necessary that man suffers from time to time. The source of most disease is in the spirit, therefore the spirit can cure most diseases. As a student, I got sick of cholera, which raged in the region of Lika. I was cured because my father finally allowed me to study technology, which was my life. Illusion for me was not a disease, but the mind's ability to penetrate beyond the three dimensions of the earth. I had them all my life, and I had received them as all under phenomena around us. Once in childhood, I was walking along the river with uncle and said, "From the water will appear the trout. I'll throw a stone, and it is cut." And that's what happened. Frightened and amazed, his uncle cried, "Bade retro satans!" He was uneducated, and he spoke in Latin. I was in Paris when I saw my mother's death. In the sky full of light and music floated our wonderful creatures. One of them had a mother's character who was looking at me with infinite love. As the vision disappeared, I knew that my mother died.
What is the seventh adjustment, Mr. Tesla?
The knowledge of how the mental and vital energy transform into what we want and achieve control over all feelings. Hindus call it Kundalini Yoga. This knowledge can be learned for what they need many years or is acquired by birth. The most of them I acquired by birth. They are in the closest connection with a sexual energy that is after the most widespread in the universe. The woman is the biggest thief of that energy and thus the spiritual power. I've always knew that and was alerted. Of myself, I created what I wanted, a thoughtful and spiritual machine.
And a nine adjustment, Mr. Tesla?
Do everything that any day, any moment, if possible, not to forget who we are and why we are on Earth. Extraordinary people who are struggling with illness, privation, or the society which hurts them, with this stupidity, misunderstanding, persecution, and other problems which the country is full of, swamps with insects, leaves behind unclaimed until the end of the work. There are many fallen angels on Earth.
What is the tenth adaptation?
It is the most important. Right that Mr. Tesla played. He played the whole of his life and enjoyed it.
Mr. Tesla, what it relates to your findings and your work, is this a game?
Yes, dear boy. I've so loved to play with electricity. I always cringe when I hear about the one also, the Greek who stole fire. A terrible story about studying and eagles peck at his liver. Did Zeus not have enough lightning and thunder and was damaged for one fervor? There's some misunderstanding. Lightning are the most beautiful toys that can be found. Do not forget that in your text. Stand out. Nikola Tesla was the first man who discovered lightning.
Mr. Tesla, you're just talking about angels and their adaptation to Earth.
Am I? This is the same. You could write this. He dared to take upon himself the prerogatives of Indri, Zeus, and Peron. Imagine one of those gods in black evening suit, with the bowler hat and wearing white cotton gloves, prepares lightning, fires, and earthquakes to the New York City elite.
Readers love the humor of our paper. But you confuse me stating that your findings, which have immense benefits for the people, representing the game. Many will frown on it.
Dear Mr. Smith, the trouble is that people are too serious. If they were not, they would be happier and much longer would have lived. Chinese proverb says that the seriousness reduces life. Visiting the Inn Taipei guessed that he visits the Imperial Palace. But that newspaper reads would not have frowned. Let's get back to things which they consider important.
They would love to hear what your philosophy is.
Life is a rhythm that must be comprehended. I feel the rhythm and direct on it and pamper in it. It was very grateful and gave me the knowledge I have. Everything that lives is related to a deep and wonderful relationship. Man and the stars, amoebas and the sun, the heart and the circulation of an infinite number of worlds. These ties are unbreakable. But they can be tame and to propitiate and begin to create new and different relationships in the world. And that does not violate the old. Knowledge comes from space. Our vision is the most perfect set. We have two eyes, the earthly and spiritual. It is recommended that it become one eye. The universe is alive in all its manifestations, like a thinking animal. Stone is a thinking and sentient being, such as plant, beast, and a man. A star that shines asked to look at, and if we are not a sizable self-absorbed, we would understand its language and message. His breathing, his eyes and ears of the man must comply with breathing, eyes and ears of the universe.
As you say this, it seems to me like I hear Buddhists' texts, words, or Teju's Paradzuzuza.
That's right. This means that there is general knowledge and truth that man has always possessed. In my feeling and experience, the universe is only one substance and one supreme energy with an infinite number of manifestations of life. The best thing is that the discovery of a secret nature reveals the other. One cannot hide. They are around us, but we are blind and deaf to them. If we emotionally tie ourselves to them, they come to us themselves. There are a lot of apples, but one Newton. He asked for just one apple that fell in front of him.
A question that might be set at the beginning of this conversation. What was electricity for you, Mr. Tesla?
Everything is electricity. First was the light, endless source from which points out material and distribute it in all forms that represent the universe and the earth with all its aspects of life. Black is the true face of light. Only we do not see this. It is remarkable grace to man and other creatures. One of its particles possesses light, thermal, nuclear, radiation, chemical, mechanical, and an unidentified energy. It has the power to run the Earth with its orbit. It is true Archimedean lever.
Mr. Tesla, you're too biased towards electricity.
Electricity? I am. Or if you wish, I am the electricity in human form. You are electricity too, Mr. Smith, but you do not realize it.
Is it thus your ability to allow fills of electricity of 1,000,000 volts through your body?
Imagine a gardener who is attacked by herbs. This would indeed be crazy. Man's body and brain are made from a large amount of energy. In me, there is the majority of electricity. The energy that is different in everyone is what makes the human I, or soul. For other creatures, to their essence, soul of the plant is the soul of minerals and animals. Brain function and death is manifested in light. My eyes in youth were black, now blue. And as time goes on and strain, the brain gets stronger. They are closer to white. White is the color of heaven. Through my window one morning landed a white dove, which I fed. She wanted to bring me a word that she was dying. From her eyes, the light jets were coming out. Never in the eyes of any creature had I not seen so much light as in that pigeon.
Personnel in your lab speak about flashes of light, flames and lightning that occur if you are angry or into kind of risk.
It is the psychic discharge or a warning to be alert. The light was always on my side. Do you know how I discovered the rotating magnetic field and induction motor, which made me become famous when I was 26? One summer evening in Budapest, I watched with my friend Sietyam sunset. Thousands of fire was turning around in thousands of flaming colors. I remembered Faust and recited his verses, and then, as in a fog, I saw spinning magnetic field and induction motor. I saw them in the sun.
Hotel service telling data all the time of lighting you isolate into the room and talk to yourselves.
I talk with lightning and thunder.
With them? What language, Mr. Tesla?
Mostly my native language. It has the words and sounds, especially in poetry, what are suitable for it.
Readers of our magazine will be very grateful if you would interpret that.
The sound does not exist only in thunder and lightning, but in transformation into the brightness and color. A color can be heard. Language is of the words, which means that it is from the sounds and colors. Every thunder and lightning are different and have their names. I call some of them by the names of those who were close in my life, or by those whom I admire. In the sky, brightness and thunder live my mother, sister, brother, Daniel, a poet Jovan Jovanic Zmaj, and other persons of Serbian history. Names such as Isaiah, Ezekiel, Leonardo, Beethoven and Goya, Faraday, Pushkin, and all burning fires mark shoals and tangles of lightning and thunder, which does not stop all night bringing to the earth precious rain and burning trees or villages. There is lightning and thunder, and they are the brightest and most powerful. That will not vanish. They are coming back, and I recognize them among the thousands.
For you, science and poetry is the same.
These are the two eyes of one person. William Blake was taught that the universe was born from the imagination, that it maintains and it will exist as long as there is a last man on the earth. With it was a wheel to which astronomers can collect the stars of all galaxies. It is the creative energy, identical to the light energy.
Imagination is more real to you than life itself.
It gives birth to life. I have fed by my thought. I've learned to control emotions, dreams, and visions. I've always cherished as I nurtured my enthusiasm. All my long life I spent in ecstasy. That was the source of my happiness. It helped me during all these years to bear with work, which was enough for the five lives. The best is to work at night because the stellar light and close bond.
You said that I am, like every being, the light. This flatters me, but I confess that I do not quite understand.
Why would you need to understand, Mr. Smith? Suffice it to believe it. Everything is light. In one, its ray is the fate of nations. Each nation has its own ray, and what great light source we see is the sun. And remember, no one who was there did not die. They transformed into the light, and as such still exist. The secret lies in the fact that the light particles restore their original state.
This is the resurrection.
I prefer to call it return to a previous energy. Christ and several others knew the secret. I am searching how to preserve human energy. It is forms of light, sometimes straight like heavenly light. I have not looked for it in my own sake, but for the good of all. I believe that my discoveries make people's lives easier and more bearable, and channel them to spirituality and morality.
Do you think that time can be abolished?
Not quite, because the first feature of the energy is that it transforms. It is in perpetual transformation, as clouds of Taoists, but it is possible to leverage the fact that a man preserves consciousness after the earthly life. In every corner of the universe exists energy of life. One of them is immortality, whose origin is outside of man, waiting for him. The universe is spiritual. We are only half that way. The universe is more moral than us, because we do not know his nature and how to harmonize our lives with it. I am not a scientist. Science is perhaps the most convenient way to find the answer to the question that always haunts me, and which my days and nights turn into fire.
What's the matter?
How are the eyes brightened? What I want to know is what happens to a falling star as the sun goes out. Stars fall like dust, a seed in this or in other worlds, and the sun be scattered in our minds, in the lives of many beings, what will be reborn as a new light or cosmic wind scattered in infinity. I understand that this is necessary, included in the structure of the universe. The thing is, though, is that one of these stars and one of these suns, even the smallest, preserves.
But Mr. Tesla, you realize that this is necessary and is included in the constitution of the world.
When a man becomes concussed, that his highest goal must be to run for a shooting star, and tries to capture it, shall understand that his life was given to him because of this, and will be saved. Stars will eventually be capable to catch.
And what will happen then?
The Creator will laugh and say, "It fall only that you chase her and grab her."
Isn't all of this contrary to the cosmic pain, which so often you mention in your writings? And what is it, cosmic pain?
No, because we are on Earth. It is an illness whose existence the vast majority of people are not aware of. Hence, many other illnesses, suffering, evil, misery, wars, and everything else that make human life an absurd and horrible condition. This disease cannot be completely cured, but awareness shall make it less complicated and hazardous. Whenever one of my close and dear people were hurt, I felt physical pain. This is because our bodies are made as of similar material, and our soul related with unbreakable strands. Incomprehensible sadness that overwhelmed us at times means that somewhere on the other side of this planet, a child or generous man died. The entire universe is in certain periods sick of itself and of us. Disappearance of a star and the appearance of comets affect us more than we can imagine. Relationships among the creatures on Earth are even stronger. Because of our feelings and thoughts, the flower will scent even more beautiful, or will fall in silence. These truths we must learn in order to be healed. Remedy is in our hearts and evenly in the heart of the animals that we call the universe.